This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. The movie was based on Richard O'Brien's 1973 stage production in London. And here in Monterey, the Paperwing Theater has put on what's believed to be the longest-running performance on the Central Coast. KAZU's Katie Brown attended a show.
It's Friday night, and people are queued up outside the Paperwing Theater on Cannery Row. Many outfits are inspired by characters from the show, with rhinestones, fishnets, and high heels around every corner.
I love your outfit.
Thanks!
Do you have a second to talk?
Sure.
That's Rain Coleman. She's in a Rocky Horror t-shirt, and her forearms are adorned with sparkly fishnet gloves. Coleman has attended Paperwing's show for 4 years in a row. She loves that the audience is part of the production.
For those who know the show, we'll know what to do. It makes it more fun.
To get into the theater, she passes two wooden doors with a warning. Enter at your own risk.
Without further ado, let's bring out Jordan.
A big draw of Rocky Horror is that the show happens in the crowd as much as it does on stage. Director Jordan England is here to show audience members who've never experienced a show, also known as virgins, the ropes.
I'm going to teach you virgins some call-outs.
Rocky Horror follows a call-and-response structure. While the call-outs aren't family-friendly, the props are. The audience can buy participation bags in the lobby before the show. In them, there's a lighter, playing cards, newspaper, rice, and...
Next thing we have... is that squirt gun?
England tells the audience their cue for when to shoot water in the air.
You're gonna squirt side to side. How are we gonna squirt?
Side to side!
Backstage, minutes before curtain draw, the cast, crew, and live band hold hands and form a circle to pump each other up.
Energy, energy all around. It can bring you up, it can bring you down. Energy, energy all around. It can bring you up.
Then the theater lights go down. The music starts, and the show begins.
I think it's such an important show for the time that it came out in.
That's England again, the director. We spoke ahead of tonight's performance. They remember when their father introduced them to the movie. It was one of the first times they saw queer people front and center on screen.
It completely, like, changed everything in my brain. The music was something I'd, like, never heard before, and the characters were obviously something I had also never seen before.
The Rocky Horror Show is a frisky rock and roll musical where campy horror and science fiction collide. The plot centers around a young couple that gets stuck in a castle with a gender nonconforming mad scientist.
Seeing a man dressed in women's clothing is still something that people are a little bit afraid of, and I think it's something that we should show more often.
England says the show's celebration of sexual freedom and defiance of gender norms made it revolutionary. While the show has influenced audiences year after year, it's left a permanent mark on one fan here.
This is Frank.
That's Santa Clara-based burlesque performer Rachel Renfro. On the inside of her right forearm, she has a tattoo of Dr. Frankenfurter. She's also wearing a Frankenfurter t-shirt and holds a purse covered with the faces of actors from the original Rocky Horror movie, which she credits for sparking her queer and kink awakening.
All of my vanilla friends came over for my 13th birthday party, and we put a tent out in the backyard, and I brought the TV, the VCR, and we watched Rocky Horror Picture Show 13 times.
As a kid, the show taught her you don't have to be normal or like everybody else. Decades later, she says it holds a new meaning.
I use it, I guess, more of escapism, like where you can all come together and all be weird together and just have a really good time, and then you forget about everything that's happening out there.
This weekend's shows are completely sold out, but if you have the time and there's space, standby tickets are available. In Monterey, Katie Brown, KAZU News.